This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack, now extended until the end of August. Order today at EdenPure.com and don't forget to use code word HOWIE3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The Taliban have made public and private commitments to provide and permit safe passage for Americans, for third country nationals, and Afghans at risk going forward.
Some breaking news out of Afghanistan. The Pentagon confirms there's been an explosion.
The Pentagon has confirmed there are U.S. casualties.
There was an explosion that happened inside the crowd. A lot of people got hurt. I think some of the Americans, they got hurt too. I got a baby girl that she was 5 years old. She died right in my hand.
America is back. Diplomacy is back.
I don't think so.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The further we get away from those chaotic pictures, that is not going to be an issue that's going to be driving any voters in 2022, or very few voters.
You could not be more wrong.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And we're going to be taking a lot of calls this hour. Dementia Joe is expected to speak at 5 o'clock. I mean, that's the official time that he's listed for. And, you know, he doesn't do well as it gets later in the day. So maybe he'll be a little closer to the scheduled time than he was the other day when he was supposed to speak at noon and he came out around 5 o'clock. And after his speech, again scheduled at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Jen Psaki, his spokeswoman, is supposed to come out at 5:45. So she's there to clean up the mess, obviously. So if she's coming out at 5:45, obviously he's not going to or apparently he's not going to take any questions. And we weren't expecting him to take any questions. We'll see what time he actually gets out there. And, you know, what is he going to say? What the hell is he going to say at this point? I mean, this is really bad. We'll take a lot of calls here. And, you know, I think a couple of people have emailed me and texted me, and this is August 19th, which is, I guess, what, a week or eight days ago. And he's with Steffi Stephanopoulos, Democrat operative from ABC News, whose former executive producer at GMA is now being sued for sexually assaulting young women who worked for him. It's a network thing, you know, whatever the network is, it's happening. So this is Biden with Steffi Stephanopoulos, and listen to what he's counting on. You probably remember it when you hear it. Cut 16.
Still a lot of pandemonium outside the airport.
Well, there is, but look, but no one's being killed right now. God forgive me for if I'm wrong about that, but no one's being killed right now.
Knock on wood. He was knocking on wood. I always wondered about knocking on wood. I've knocked on wood many times, but I never had much faith in it, and now I have less faith in it. 844-500-4242-917. He's going to say it's Trump's fault. Yeah, I know. You know that's what he's going to say. It's so pitiful what he said. Cut number 11 here. This is July 8th. This is the famous, it's now famous July 8th press conference where he basically said, nothing to see here, folks, move along. Cut 11.
Corruption among the Afghanistan government to this mission failing there?
Well, first of all, the mission hasn't failed yet.
Yet. Can we remove the yet from your statement? Or has it? It has failed. Or should we remove not? Cut 12.
The point was that here we were. The argument is, well, we could stay because no one was dying, no Americans are being shot. So why leave?
Well, it's not the case anymore, is it? And now they're trying to portray this thing as the Berlin airlift. You know, there's so many excuses. They're just throwing everything up against the wall and seeing what sticks. You know, one of them is, well, the Americans should have gotten out. It's not our fault if they didn't get out. And then another one is that this is the largest airlift in American history. But I believe in Berlin, we were airlifting supplies into Berlin so that they couldn't be, so that the Germans, the free Germans in West Berlin, couldn't be starved out by the Soviets. This is the reverse. Cut 13.
I would say that this is now on track, Peter, to be the largest airlift in U.S. history. And that is bringing American citizens out. It is bringing our Afghan partners out. It is bringing allies out. No, I would not say that is anything but a success.
You hear that? Nothing but a success. Nothing but a success. Okay, this is July 2nd, right before Independence Day. I think it was Friday. And this is Biden asked about Afghanistan. Cut 17.
Afghanistan. I'm not going to answer any more questions on Afghanistan. Look, it's 4th of July. I'm concerned that you guys are asking me questions that I'll answer next week. But this is a holiday weekend. I'm going to celebrate it. There's great things happening.
Maybe today he's going to say Labor Day is only 10 days away. We'll handle this after Labor Day. Cut 18, July 2nd.
I want to talk about happy things, man.
I want to talk about happy things, man. Where are you going to hear that tonight? You going to hear that on MSNBC, CNN, any of the Alphabet newscasts? You're not going to hear that tonight. No, of course not. What if Trump had said something like that and was now presiding over this this catastrophe in Kabul? Do you think they'd be replaying it a little bit? Cut 15, August 20th.
As we carry out this departure, we have made it clear to the Taliban, if they attack our personnel or disrupt our operation, the U.S. presence will be swift and the response will be swift and forceful. We will defend our people with devastating force if necessary.
So, of course, what they're saying now is this wasn't the Taliban. This is supposedly ISIS-K. Too soon.
But apparently we gave them a stern warning, right, according to Joe Biden, that if you do anything, we're going to retaliate in a swift and effective manner. Yet we were also relying on them for security to the airbase.
Yes, and he also said that if he said to Stephanopoulos, and I don't believe this was cut out, something about that the hammers of hell or the gates of hell. I mean, I hammers of hell, gates of hell. Those are expressions you understand. He mind melded a few expressions and made it quite incoherent. Do you have that around the hell expression? The hell expression from what was going to happen to the Taliban if we were attacked on the way out the door. It's somewhere in there. We'll find it if we don't have it now.
We went for two reasons. One, to bring Osama bin Laden to the gates of hell.
No, that's not. There's another one. I'll find it during the break because I saved the transcript from the ABC interview last week. Neil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Neil.
Howie, my son, 4.5 years ago, I called you and I said, I asked him to wait on his commitment to the Marine Corps because if Hillary won, I did not want him in the military.
Yes, I don't recall that call, but I'm sure I told you I don't blame you in the least.
No, and he is a day and a half away from finishing his 4 years in the Marine Corps. He was deployed. He spent time in the Persian Gulf. He's back. He wants to come home. But I have been talking to him for the last 2 weeks saying, you have to, because when you sign up for 4 years, you're on the hook for 8 years.
Yeah.
So he could be sent back over. He's got a day and a half left. He's supposed to come home Saturday morning. I have a knot in my stomach. I've tried to, you know, tell him that this may not happen. You may have to stay. You may have. He said, Dad, if I have to go back there and do what I have to do, I'll do it.
But yeah.
I want to, come I home think, to start my life.
I hope he is allowed to leave the service, Neil. And, and when you see him or talk to him again, thank him for his service. I mean, it's just it's horrible what's happened. And this was, you know, this no one wanted the American presence to continue any longer, but this was totally avoidable. Cut 28 from Representative Jim Banks of Indiana.
You're hearing more and more about ISIS-K. ISIS-K is not a new dynamic in Afghanistan. They've been building up there for about over 3 years, waiting for a moment like this, waiting for a president like Joe Biden to create a chaotic situation like what he has to strike. And we saw what's happened over the last couple of hours. We're going to see a lot more of that to come in the days ahead.
So Joe Biden, Dementia Joe, may not be interested in Afghanistan, but Afghanistan is interested in him. Carnage in Kabul. 844-500-4242. This fall, I'm saying yes to quality time and no to everything else. The last thing I want to do now is run to the store or spend more than a few minutes of figuring out dinner. HelloFresh takes the guesswork out of meal prep and helps me devote more time to what truly matters. HelloFresh delivers everything I need right to my doorstep or to your driveway or to your front door, like 50 weekly menu and market items that are always changing. It makes a Tuesday a great day because that's when the deliveries take place around here, and you get it. You look forward to it, and you just...
I get mine on Mondays.
Mondays, yeah. So what did you get this week, Taylor?
This week, I'm trying to look for it. My wife sent it to me earlier. There was a tabbouleh dish, which I'm very much looking forward to because anything... Oh, here it is. Lemon za'atar chicken. I was supposed to have that today, but Al Magalsha threw a wrench in that plan.
A nice wrench. But yes. A wrench.
But I'll have that tomorrow. Lemon za'atar. It looked very good, and that came with those grains that you kind of like.
Tabbouleh?
No, not tabbouleh. The other ones. Quinoa.
Oh, quinoa. Okay.
Yeah, yes. I really like the quinoa that they have. It's very delicious.
Yeah. No,
and
it's
also having a pasta primavera later this week, too.
Oh, that's good. I mean, this is the kind of stuff you may be using variations of this daily, and you may have been using it for years or decades, but this gives you a new twist on it. And it may change your eating habits permanently, and at least it gives you a refreshing difference at night or any other meal that you can get. HelloFresh has quick and easy meals worthy of a busy weeknight, including low-prep 10- to 15-minute recipes and easy cleanup options. Pre-portioned and measured ingredients save time, which allows me to actually enjoy my meals. And dinner is just the beginning with HelloFresh. I love adding grab-and-go breakfast, afternoon treats, and more easy extras to my order. I don't just save time with HelloFresh, I also save serious money. HelloFresh's meals are over 30% cheaper than at the grocery store. And as you may have noticed, there are shortages now at the grocery store. You get, when you order something at HelloFresh, you're going to get that delivery. You don't have to worry about the store, says some guy telling you at the store, shrugging his shoulders and saying, I don't know, we ordered it, but we just didn't get any this week. And that's happening more and more. I'm going to talk about that at some point fairly soon. The family-friendly menu at HelloFresh is a big win for you and your kids. It's full of delicious, easy recipes for drama-free dinners. You know what I'm talking about if you have school-age kids. This fall, I'm looking forward to pumpkin cinnamon rolls, apple ginger crisp, and more seasonal extras from HelloFresh. Plus, the fresh produce travels from the farm to my front door in less than a week. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Joe Biden address the nation by the end of today's show?
I'm going to say yes. He has to come out at some point. Yes.
16% say yes.
We may have to change it around a little bit as we go along. We'll try to think of a different question. How about this one? Will he blame President Trump? That's probably a 95-5 one.
We'll have to save that one for after he comes out. I'm not still sure he'll come out by 7.
Yeah. And I found that I found it on the transcript, that cut of about hell. And I don't think we've got it yet, but it's totally incoherent. It makes no sense. Sometimes I can figure out what he's trying to say, but in this case, I have no idea. No clue. That's the way it is in these situations. Incidentally, we would like to thank Alma Gaucha, the fine Brazilian steakhouse in the Seaport District in Boston, D Street, South Boston. They bring over a great spread about once a week. It is really amazingly good food. Did you guys like that, VIPs? Yeah. It was fantastic. They bring over two kinds of steaks. They have sirloin and ribeye steak. They also have the best potato salad I've ever had, cheese bread. They have sausages, really underrated Brazilian sausages, chicken wings. It is just a great, great place. And it's one of these places where you just go and it's fixed price, and you got these cards. If you want more, yes. If you're full up for the time being, there's a red card and it says no. And Alma Gaucha, it's just a fantastic steak place, and we love it. 617-420-4900, 617-420-4900. One of the VIPs is going to the doctor tomorrow, his cardiologist. It's good food. It's good food. But if you go into the cardiologist, maybe you should only have it like once every 2 weeks. But we have it every week because I'm doing great. I'm doing great. All right. Here's this sound cut. I want you to hear this. Listen to this and see if you can figure out what he's trying to say.
But we've all seen the pictures. We've seen those hundreds of people packed into a C-17. We've seen Afghans falling.
That was 4 days ago, 5 days.
No, we'll keep looking for it. It's there. We'll find it. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for having me. It has been at least over a week since this whole debacle began.
Yes.
Are they going to ask him or tell him to resign? Are they going to 25th Amendment him? I mean, how long do we have to suffer this? It's just beyond my comprehension.
But Tim, I understand what you're saying, but do you want Kamala Harris to be the president of the United States? Or let's say she resigns too. You know who the president becomes then? Nancy Pelosi. I mean, what are our options here? Tim.
You're absolutely correct. It's just, we have no leadership here. It's just awful. It's just an awful situation all around. Trump won.
I tend to agree. And elections have consequences, as Barack Obama told us. And Barack Obama told us also, never underestimate how much Joe Biden can bleep things up. And that may have been the truest thing he ever said, even more so than elections have consequences, because we're seeing it in real time now. And it's horrible, horrible, totally unnecessary. 12 people dead. No one had been killed for what, 20 months, about 18 to 20 months. And he decides to pull out so he can deliver a speech. I don't know what the hell the speech was going to be about, but on September 11th, we have this disaster, this catastrophe, and now we're paying the price in the blood of American servicemen. It's horrible, and totally avoidable, I should say, totally preventable. Mayor, we're out of time for this segment. We'll take more calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. And that's the number if you'd like to join us. And again, we'll be right back. Get on the Chump Line, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Not only 12 Americans killed, service members killed, 60 Afghans were killed in this this terrorist bombing attack. We were looking for this sound cut where he's just talking about hell. And it's actually one of the ones that it's part of the section that they cut out. That ABC News and Stephanopoulos, the Democrat operative with a press pass, a member of the Clinton crime family, former chief executive officer of the Bimbo Eruptions Unit. He cut that out and he's not released it. And somebody sent out the transcript by mistake. So let me just read this to you. Steffi, we don't really know what's happening outside of Kabul. And this is Biden. This is the part that's cut out. But we do have the transcript. Well, we do know generically and in some specificity what's happening outside of Kabul. We don't know it in great detail. So we know in some specificity, but not in great detail. You can see why a Democrat operative would not want this. But wait, it gets worse. But we do know, and guess what? The Taliban knows if they take on American citizens or American military, we'll strike them back. Like hell won't have it. You know, I'm not from Delaware, so maybe that's a Delaware expression. You know, so
like telling somebody to kick rocks. Hey, man, hell won't have it.
I've been through Delaware many times. I've stopped for gasoline. My 59 Chevy caught fire in Newark there, and sad day for me. But I never heard anyone say, we'll strike them back like hell won't have it. But that's what he said. That's what he said. 844-500-4242. Good Lord. This is, and people are saying, what about the guy who shot Ashley Babbitt? I don't know what's going to happen with that. The big interview. I mean, we all know his name. I think if you follow the internet very closely, you know his name. And I guess I don't know why he was stepping forward at this point. Does he think he's going to get a big book contract like Andrew Cuomo did? I don't know. But I have a feeling that interview is off for the evening. 844-500-4242. Ox, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ox.
Yes. Hey, Howie, I have a question. Now she sent so much question. I'm a pissed off freaking combat veteran with tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. The only thing I expect right now is that all of Biden's administration top generals resign right now because they broke the code of military justice and it cost the lives of 12 Marines.
Well, how do you figure they broke? I mean, again, I understand you're angry, Ox. We're all angry, but how did they break the code of military justice?
One, they should have never pulled the damn troops out until everybody was out. And you don't leave freaking Taliban with freaking 65,000.
I agree, Ox, but we have a civilian commander in chief, right? That's what they call it. He's the commander in chief. It's his call, is it not? I mean, it was our call, or some of our call, to put him in as commander in chief, but you wouldn't want the Pentagon to defy the orders of the commander in chief, would you?
Well, actually, a lot of the commanders in chiefs are the NCOs. Generals, they know the rules and regulations. They know not to break the regulations, and they know to help the commander-in-chief out.
Well, the thing is, Ox, the stories appeared last week. They were anonymously sourced, but no one at the White House ever denied them, ever pushed back, that both the defense secretary and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff told him not to do this. What? Yeah. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, Ox. Call back again sometime.
Report now surfacing that remember how Joe Biden gave Vladimir Putin a list of all the things he didn't want him to cyber attack?
Yes.
U.S. officials in Kabul gave the Taliban a list of names of American citizens, green card holders, and Afghan allies to grant entry into the militant-controlled outer perimeter of the city's airport.
Huh. Oh, boy. Now, whose idea was that? By the way, if someone pointed out, if Kamala becomes president, and not that I think she's going to become, but this what I'm about to say makes it even less likely, she's no longer in the Senate. She's no longer the presiding officer. So there's a 50-50 split in the Senate, as you know, so she can break it. So if they, you know, if they could ever switch Kristen Sinema back to a vote, they could repeal basically all the voting laws in the country and steal elections in perpetuity. But they can't do that right now. But if she were the president, then all of their dreams of destroying the country would vanish. So they're gonna prop him up as long as they can. 844-500-4242. I don't know that. Ox. I knew it. There was once a guy named Ox McCarthy. He was from Springfield. He was a tough guy, I think, from Springfield. You know? No, it was a while back. even though the guys from Western Mass aren't that young, I guess
this isn't some silly limerick, is it? There once was a man named Ox.
No, Ox. I thought Ox supposedly owned part of a licensed establishment in Quincy Market, but maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't know, but I haven't heard the name Ox as a first name or even a nickname for a very long time.
Would the Ox you're talking about admit to that?
I think that Ox is dead, but I just was wondering if he knew of this and was just taking an old gangland nickname, another gang nickname in Springfield was Big Nose. You know, Big Nose Cafaro. You know, Big Nose Cafaro. Yeah, his daughter was a guest on the show once. Yeah, she posed for a magazine, if you know what I mean. We're getting off the topic though here. We're going back into a simpler time. When we talked to people from the Genovese crime family and thought we were cool. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
Oh, hi, Howie. I just want to say condolences for everybody that was killed today.
I agree. And, I concur. Yes.
Yes. And all I can think about, it all started from the fake news and the big tech that wanted Trump out and did everything in their power to get him out, even though we were doing the best we ever were. And they stole the election, and I truly believe that. So they have blood on their hands.
But they'll never take responsibility, Mary. You know, they say, you know, it's still, I'm sure that there are still tens of millions of Americans out there that say it's still better than having Donald Trump in there. Even though no one was dying in Afghanistan, the border was safe and secure. Gas prices were under $2 a gallon. You could buy lumber and not have to get a home equity loan. It's been a total disaster. Everything that's happened since January 20th has been a complete fiasco, and it doesn't end. And it's not going to end. And I just hope these people are happy, because elections have consequences. How many times can you say this? 844-500-4242. Today is the deadliest day for U.S. troops since 2011. And again, remember, let's see if we can get that sound cut of him saying he's pulling all the troops out and he's just basically unconditionally surrendering because no American should lose his life. And that was from what, about 2 weeks ago? We'll see if we can find that cut anyway. 844-500-4242. 808 says, just because they won't take responsibility doesn't mean we can't hold them to account. Support tech that believes in free speech. We're trying to do that. Yeah, we're no longer on YouTube. We got pulled off YouTube so many times. I've said it before, but if you're a new listener today, we're now on Rumble, and because we're not gonna, we just can't put up with it anymore. We were getting thrown off like a lot of people have been. I'm certainly not an exception for just talking about the issues using their own government statistics from, say, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, and the next day we find out we're off for 2 weeks for using their own statistics. Discussing it with a physician. 844-500-4242. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Semper Fi to the Marines who died today and their families. Semper Fi as well to the other unfortunate victims and their families. And may hell soon come to the pompous asses who let this happen. No way ISIS did this. They're not taking credit. No way Taliban did not do this because they're not denying it. I even doubt it was suicide. I bet it was planted explosives, possibly out, that let this happen. But be that as it may, this man needs to be impeached, removed from the presidency for a number of reasons, including all the financial crap he's pulled with the Chinese. I would only recommend the William Wallace treatment.
Oh, come on. Come on. 844-500-4242-207 says no one is resigning. You would have to have some honor to resign. Yeah, that's true. Again, there's no such thing as a resignation in shame or because of policy disagreements. There are no policy disagreements. Policy is to stay in his power as long as you can so you can get those top reservations on Saturday night on Martha's Vineyard so that you can get your kid into Harvard as a legacy so that you can get the big directorships at all the Silicon Valley companies. We must have the worst elite in the history of human society. They're ignorant, they're arrogant, and they're very, very stupid. In addition to being ignorant, they're just not very bright in general. 844-500-4242. It's been 10 years since we lost this many troops, says 508. Trump was impeached for a phone call, and it was a perfectly fine phone call. This was an outrageous error in judgment. Biden lied, people died. I know, you know, and I guess if the Moonbats remembered, they could say, well, you know, Beirut barracks bombing under Reagan. But I mean, that was a tactical mistake everybody agreed we had to have some troops in there. Lebanon was falling apart and it wasn't secured properly. I mean, these deaths today are responsible directly to the president of the United States for this precipitous withdrawal. And this never would have happened if they'd kept Bagram Air Base, and then they would have had the air cover around the country, and they would have also had a different part of the country to get people out from, and that was a very well secured area, and they were used to they had secured the perimeter so that the terrorists couldn't bomb it. Why would we give that up first? 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Protecting my family is my number one priority, but I want to do it safely. Taser believes that safer self-defense is better self-defense. Taser's line of non-lethal self-protection devices are small and lightweight enough to carry with you or in your glove compartment or purse. Yet they're powerful enough to incapacitate an attacker. Guns carry unnecessary risks for you and those around you. Even pepper spray can be dangerous and ineffective. Taser products are safer and easy to use. They use an electrical charge to immobilize attackers for up to 30 seconds, allowing you time to escape and send emergency dispatch to your GPS location. More than 237,000 lives have been saved with the Taser network of devices. Protect yourself and your family with Taser's line of smart self-defense products. Taser devices are available without a permit in most U.S. states. Get Taser Pulse Plus or Taser Strike Light at Taser.com with promo code Howie. Save 15% now at Taser.com, promo code Howie. Spell TASER.com, promo code Howie. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
How many more generations of America's daughters and sons would you have me send to fight Afghanistan's civil war? Afghan troops will not. How many more lives, American lives, is it worth? How many endless rows of headstones at Arlington National Cemetery?
That was what he said when he announced the basically the unconditional surrender. And again, no, at that point, no Americans have been killed in Afghanistan since February of last year. And today there are 12 dead, 11 Marines and a Navy medic. That's the latest from U.S. officials. We just got a call from a listener in Western Mass, Joe. He was too emotional to come on, but he mentioned that there's a 19-year-old Marine from Western Mass that's stationed at the airport, and his family hasn't heard from him all day, and he just asked all of us to pray for that 19-year-old Marine at the Kabul airport. And he also asked for prayers for everyone who's been lost today and their families. Thank you. Thanks for calling, Joe, and we will we'll pray, and our thoughts are with you as well. This is from Politico, again, left-wing site. The decision to U.S. officials provided Taliban with names of Americans' Afghan allies to evacuate. This is Politico. Again, Politico is committing a random act of journalism. The decision to provide specific names to the Taliban, which has a history of brutally murdering Afghans who collaborated with the U.S. and other coalition forces, has angered lawmakers and military officials alike. This is, again, a story yet exclusive from from Politico.com. U.S. officials in Kabul gave the Taliban a list of names of American citizens, green card holders, and Afghan allies to gain entry into the militant-controlled outer perimeter of the city's airport, a choice that has promoted outrage behind the scenes from lawmakers and military officials. The move was detailed to Politico by three U.S. and congressional officials. It was designed to expedite the evacuation of tens of thousands of people. It also came as the Biden administration has been relying on the Taliban for security outside the airport. But the decision to provide specific names to the Taliban, which has this history of brutally murdering Afghans who collaborate with the allies, has angered lawmakers and military officials. Basically, they just put all those Afghans on a kill list, said one defense official who, like others, spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss a sensitive topic. It's just appalling and shocking and makes you feel unclean. So they were just being deluged with people coming to the airport, and so they didn't have enough people to deal with them. So they just said, look, we're going to use you as the first line of defense. So unless their name's on the list, turn them away. That was the theory anyway. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hi, Howie. How are you? I just got to vent a little bit. I'm so upset. I just got home from work, and I've been listening to bits and pieces of this all day. I'm a Vietnam-era vet, 30 years in law enforcement most of my life, and getting ready to retire at the end of the year. So I wanted to thank you right up front for that Cape Cod Gunworks deal. I think that was fantastic.
Oh, we got a few left, incidentally. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click on store.
I had my son get one, too, and I think I'll be looking for some place to shoot after the end of the year. But I just can't get over this situation in this country. I guess I'm depressed. I mean, I look at San Francisco, New York, the big cities, what's going on in Seattle, and it's directly the responsibility of these liberal lunatics, in my opinion.
That's the right word, lunatics. It really is.
Exactly right. And the media is just as culpable, in my opinion, because they never tell you the truth. They don't go after this guy. This guy should, he's senile. He's incompetent. There's no way he should even call himself our president.
I agree. And today, if there's one time that he should be out there taking questions, it's right now. I mean, he owes the American people an explanation. We've been playing these sound cuts. He totally misread the situation. Every decision was disastrous. Again, as Robert Gates, the former Secretary of Defense under Bush and Obama, said, he's made nothing but wrong decisions his entire 40-year career. Now it's 50 years. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.